I'm going to get a time penalty for this, and she's not even in the room, but I just want to say that I am grateful when I am confronted about my work, and that there's a substantial difference between confronting an issue and being flippant and dismissive about it, and I acknowledge my failure in that department tonight. I could answer your question, but it wouldn't be the truth. You whispered it in my ear between the jukebox and the video pinball machine, and the words that you whispered in my ear were, "Do you want to play some pool?" But of course, what you really meant was, "Are you in love with me?" Although it didn't mean that either, because in those words, what you want to know means nothing. In love, preposition noun, means nothing. It has no definition in the classical sense, and I have never been so sure of it as I am since I have met you. This is what we love about it. This is the appeal, the airy void of truth in which the beauty of it lives, the magic of preposition noun in love, which we call magic for the same reason they call it magic when David Copperfield produces blonde twins from underneath a sheet on a flaming balance beam in midair. We call it magic not because we're amazed that that just happened, but because we know that it didn't. We long to be in love above all other things, not because it makes us feel good. It doesn't. Not because it makes us feel fulfilled or secure. It's not for the sex, the biological imperative that love only serves to confuse, or the sharing of the cost of stamps or a reliable discount on opera tickets for couples. We long to be in love because those two words together mean nothing. And humans are defined first and foremost not by fear of loneliness, but by fear of boredom. And being in love gives you a puzzle that you will always want to work on, but you will never be able to solve. So, I could answer your question, and either answer would be untrue. I could tell you that I am in love with you, which would be the same as saying that I'm in coal or window or any other word with you, that I'm not in filibuster with you, not in terrace with you. I could say nothing, I could say anything. So, I open my mouth and I lean in, and what I mean to say is, I love you. I love you without preposition. I love you, verb. What I mean is I want to sleep at the foot of your bed. That when I see you tired, I want to find something soft for you to lay down on. That when I say I adore my friends, what I mean is that I adore you. That when I say that I'm lonely, what I mean is that you are too many rooms away. That if the sky opened up above me tonight and a voice boomed down so loud and bright and powerful that I had no physical choice but to believe in it and told me that right now, in this moment, I could trade every second of happiness in my life from now until the end of it, in exchange for you always being safe and warm, I would do it without thinking for a second. What I mean is, yes, whatever the fuck it was you asked me, yes.
D. Rogers Lubin.